Joining me now live in studio this morning is Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you doing today?
Very well. Good morning. How are you?
Well, doing well. Appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. And the commission on a rotation basis, about once a month, we touch base and have a few questions for you as far as the status and updates on Lincoln County. And one of the projects that you specifically been working on is the Lincoln County landfills and trying to outsource some of those services. And what's the latest update there?
Well, we've been moving forward with that at a good pace. We have formed, about 2 years ago, we formed a district called Idaway. That district consists of Bear Lake County, Caribou County, Oneida County, and Lincoln County. And part of that board would be Brad Jensen from Bear Lake County. He's our board president. Mark Matthews of Caribou County, vice president. Jerry Harmon as one of the directors, and Bill Lewis from Oneida County as one of the directors. And then Jason Lauer is the executive director. We're going to schedule, that thing is scheduled to kick off January 1st of 2021. And that's when the district will assume all responsibilities for the management, operations, property, and equipment located in those counties, including ours. The employees that are currently working for Lincoln County will continue to work for Lincoln County until the end of this year when Idaway kicks off January 1st. Now, there's a lot of things that are in the works with that, of course, when you start talking about benefits and those kinds of things, and they're still being worked out, and we have plenty of time to get those things in place.
So those employees aren't being let go. They're just,
no.
Their employer is changing from the
That's
county
correct.
to this committee.
The district. And then the landfill property, which is close to Soda Springs, has been purchased. We're going through the permitting process now. That'll probably take 24 months, maybe a little longer, to get that permitting done through DEQ. Then that landfill would be operational at that time, and we would see hauling going that direction. There's lots of things that are in the works with that. As you know, it's a complicated thing. There are a lot of counties looking at what we're doing, not only close to us in Wyoming as well as Idaho, but also nationwide. Calls have been received regarding that, and it's kind of neat to see that we're setting pace. A lot of the folks that have talked with us have not done this before, so it is something that they're looking at doing.
So, Commissioner, for those that maybe are hearing about this for the very first time, tell us what exactly this means and for the county and the landfill. It's all about the refuse, if I remember correctly, right? And so what actually is happening here?
So what's happening is this will reduce our costs. Right now, as you know, the Thane landfill and the Colkville landfill are basically transfer stations to Kimmer. And by taking the refuse over to the new landfill in Soda Springs, it reduced our costs. It's fairly significant. There's some significant savings for the county involved there. We're hoping that by doing that, that we'll be able to put that money to better use within the county as well, and perhaps even reduce some of the landfill fees.
So as far as the average user of the landfill, they won't notice any changes. Everything will still function as it is. You're just, instead of shipping south, you're shipping west.
Right. We just have a shorter distance to haul it and at a lesser cost.
Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King in studio this morning. Commissioner, anything else about those transfer stations you wanted to mention in this program?
No, not about the transfer stations. No, I think that pretty well covers it for now.
Well, let's talk more about another project that you had mentioned last time we had you on the air, and that's the Strawberry Road, which is by the, what was the rest area, which is now just an empty building. But there was talk of moving that road so it's not right off the corner in Star Valley, just north of Thane, coming out of the Narrows. What's the latest on that project?
Well, as you know, we took a look at that because of the accidents that were happening at that intersection. It's kind of a blind corner. And we approached the highway department, and asked if we could move that closer to kind of the south edge of that rest area and straighten that road out somewhat. They don't want to make it real straight. People tend to gain speed when it's straight. However, that is moving forward. We're waiting for the agreement from YDOT right now to sign that. That will give us a better idea of when they're actually looking at doing that project. But that is a go as far as when we met with the Wyoming Department of Transportation. They said that that's still on the move forward. And I'm hoping, and of course we never know about the road widening project. It seems like it has slipped several times. And with the money problems that the state's encountering right now, it may slip again. However, it looks like this may move forward for us. So I'm excited about that. I don't know that it'll be 2021 or 2022, but we're hoping the next couple of years for sure.
Okay. And anything else happening around Lincoln County you wanted to mention this morning?
Well, you know, we got the with Rocky Mountain Power. We did get the IRP. The state did have a study done by the Department of Energy, which was sponsored by the governor. And it kind of contradicts about everything that the IRP pointed out, stating that it would be less expensive for them to retrofit the existing coal plants, produce carbon, which could be used for other things, and could actually save Rocky Mountain Power some money. Now, they've disputed that, and I don't have anything from them yet that's saying why they dispute it or what portions of it they dispute, but we're looking forward to hearing from them soon and moving forward with that. We certainly want to see and are working hard to keep our coal mines open and our power plants functioning.
Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King in studio. Commissioner, thanks for your time. Anything we missed?
I think that covers it for now.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You betcha. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.